If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so happy you're with us this hour. You know, the funniest thing happened to me. I had a phone call on my cell phone, and I missed the call. And I looked at recent calls to see who called me, and maybe I'll recognize the number, or maybe it'll come up as a name of a frequent person I talk with frequently. So the phone number started with 52. And clearly, by the number of digits, it was an international call. And I couldn't remember what country is 52. And I have to tell you how embarrassed I am that I didn't know it once. Because I know Ireland, Malta, Spain, Germany, France, UK. I could go on. You just have to show me the number. I can tell you the country. And do you know that 52, for all of you who know 52 is Mexico, stop laughing at me right now. Really, it's embarrassing. And it is a demonstration in how long it has been since we've talked to anybody in Mexico. And that's really dreadful. I mean, there are people in Mexico, I know their phone numbers by heart. And of course, they all start from the U.S. 01152. And depending on whether it's their mobile number or it's a landline number, the rest will change. And so this really was a wake-up call for me, that we have to be talking with our friends and neighbors in tourism in Mexico. Because, regrettably, we so rarely hear anything about Mexico and how lucky we are to have in our backyard a friendly neighbor, where the country overflows with some of the nicest people you will ever meet anywhere. Warm, generous, caring, giving, creative, talented, educated, brilliant, visionary, artistic people. And going to Mexico is not just about going to its beaches, which is a joy. You know, I had the privilege. I've been very lucky. I really have been blessed. That woman who once said to me, you know, Stephanie, you have the most interesting collection of people. She was so right. And I think of her so often. Because I was invited by two men who took a liking to me. And I want to say one guy's name was Rincon. It was Eduardo and Alejandro. And one's last name was Rincon, and for the moment I can't remember the other's name. These two men were the visionaries behind Fonatur, which was the agency within Mexican government responsible for developing its infrastructure. And they invited me when I met them at Tianguis, which is a Mexican Mayan, I think, word for powwow. And it's a big deal, Tianguis. Anybody that has anything to do with Mexican tourism from anywhere in the world would come to Mexico for Tianguis. And at one of the Tianguis convention kind of things that I went to, it was a yearly event, I got introduced to Alejandro and Eduardo. And they said, how are you getting back from Acapulco? I said, well, I'm flying into Mexico City and I'm going to spend a day or two and then I'm going home. And he said, you must come to our office. And they sent a car and driver for me. And I was elegantly transported to their offices. Where? In Eduardo's office, there was this huge blow-up photograph that was taken from the air. It was an aerial photo of a strip of sand with a runway, a landing strip down the middle. And that strip of sand was what became Cancun. And that landing strip, it wasn't an airport. It was just a place to put your plane down, was what became Cancun International Airport. I have to tell you, we don't get the kind of news in the United States that makes us understand what Mexico is all about, what the Mexican people are all about, and what a joy it is not to have to fly thousands and thousands of miles to find the kinds of beaches you find in Mexico, but also to have the kinds of cultural experiences that you don't have to go to New Zealand for, or Australia for, or Thailand for, which are long-haul trips, whether you're leaving from the West Coast or the East Coast. From most places in the U.S., it's a couple-hour flight. You'll be in Mexico. And Mexico City has far too long been seen as a place like the corridor of New Jersey that surrounds the New Jersey Turnpike, or the highway from Dublin to Galway, roads that are seen as connectors, not as places you want to stop along the way. Mexico City overflows with not only cultural opportunities within the federal district. Sometimes you see Mexico DF. That means it's like Washington, D.C. It's the federal district. It's the capital of Mexico. And so when you say, I'm going to Mexico, you have to find out, do the people mean they're going to the country or they're going to Mexico City? Because they're spoken about the same way. And surrounding Mexico City, a hop and a jump away, are places like Cuernavaca. And if you haven't been to Cuernavaca, I have to tell you, I haven't lived. A remarkable place with a museum in a building built over 500 years ago. And it's one of those buildings that you'd have to fly to Madrid to see. A remarkable place. And I was introduced by someone who is always emailing me with interesting stuff to a B&B in Mexico City that was so charming and adorable. And I said, we got to talk to these people. So I have someone waiting on the line live from Mexico City waiting to talk with us. And we're going to introduce her right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. One of today's most celebrated singers, stage actors, and television stars, Audra McDonald. McDonald will perform with the Boston Pops, presenting a program of songs ranging from standards by Sondheim, Rodgers, and Gershwin to the sounds of today's leading music theater composers. Sunday, June 24th at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
I have the pleasure of having on the line with me Alessandra Perez, and she is with La Palomilla B&B in Mexico City. And I asked her exactly where in Mexico City is it, because Mexico City is huge, people. I mean, it is huge. It sprawls. I think there's something like 14 million people or more live in Mexico City within the city limits. It's a big place. And so my first question to Alessandro was, in what part of Mexico City is La Palomilla B&B? And she said in the Condesa Roma section. I've never even heard of that section. I mean, I know, I get the place in Athens mixed up with the place in Mexico City. One is Planca and the other is Polanco. So which is the one that's in Mexico City?
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you so much. What a great introduction. We are very excited to have you very soon in Mexico City. And we are located in Roma Condesa, which is a hip restaurant and art-filled walkable neighborhood. It's very centric in Mexico City. And everywhere you can walk, it's super safe. And you'll see like a bunch of mezcalerias to have a mezcal, a bunch of amazing five-star international restaurants and lots of galleries and lots of art.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back and we're going to dive in. And I need you to answer the question. The place where the Escada store is that Polanco or Planca?
Polanco.
So the other one, Planca, is in Athens. I always get the two confused. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie
Thank
Abrams.
You.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The pop season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on Deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Alessandra Perez. And we're talking about a passion in her life, La Palomia B&B. It's located in the Condesa Roma section of Mexico City. And I have now going to work on remembering that it's Polanco in Mexico City and Placa in Athens. But Polanco apparently is very close, within a 10-minute walk of the Condesa Roma area where the La Palomia B&B is located. But those of you into fashion, that's it's in Polanco. There are very fashionable stores, and I haunt the Escada store there, which happens to be just down the block from where, unless they've moved, that's where the Fonatur office was, where I went to meet Eduardo and Alejandro. One's last name was Rincon. I have to go to our website and look, you know, because if you go to sabrams.com, you will find that every show is a podcast for 52 weeks and immediately also archived forever and ever. So I can go in there and find the interviews I did with them while I was at Tianguis and at their offices. So how far are you from Mexico City Airport when you get in a taxi and head your way? Or
Depending on traffic, but usually it's about from 40 to 45 minutes from the national airport to La Palomilla.
Okay, so now when one arrives, how many accommodations do you have?
We are a 7-bedroom boutique B&B, so it's a very cozy place. So like if you want to have a family reunion or if you want to celebrate your birthday with your friends, it's a great place to have everybody in the same place.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Mexico City, but my mom is American, so she taught me English since we were little. So I'm fortunate to be bilingual.
In what part of Mexico City did you grow up in?
In Mexico City, all my life. I grew up between Lomas and Polanco, and now I live in Roma, at the Palomilla.
What is the neighborhood called that's near the Sheraton Maria Isabel?
That's the Centro, and that is Zona Rosa.
That's it, Zona Rosa.
Yeah.
That's changed a lot over the years, and I haven't been in Mexico City for, oh my word. Well, except for, you know, going to Tianguis, I'm going to say 12 years, maybe 15 years now.
We have to change that, Stephanie.
We really do. Because, you know, my favorite haunt was staying at the Sheraton Maria Isabella. All I had to do was get out of the car, and they knew who I was. And you could walk. It was right next to the American Embassy, which made it very easy for the business that I needed to conduct. And then all you did was walk across that big grassy park-like meridian of the street there, and you were in the Zona Rosa where all the restaurants were.
Correct.
So, that was my favorite thing to do. But so why would people choose to come and stay with you? You can begin the question. We're going to have to finish the answer in the next segment, which is a big, long stretch. I mean, you know, there are so many options in Mexico City. Give us half a minute on why people would want to choose to stay at your place.
Well, first of all, because of the area, Roma Condesa is like the best area to stay in Mexico City if you want to explore and to really like live like a local. And also principally because we're sort of like your big sisters in Mexico. Like, we really take care of you. So like we'll walk you through the experiences. We'll show you like, okay, if you should go to La Lucha Libre, or if you should go to Xochimilco, or if you should go to this mezcal tasting. But we have curated everything so that we've done the groundwork for you all. And it's something that I would do with my friends and that hopefully I can share with my guests, you know, my love and my passion for Mexico City, which is an amazing place.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. And we're talking with Alessandra Perez about her B&B, La Palomilla.
Yes.
And it's located in the Condesa Roma section, or Roma Norte section, of Mexico City. And we need to check this out. So stay with me, people. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I started out at the top of the hour talking about creative people from Mexico. Episode 11, which is not yet broadcast, but will broadcast soon, of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams is called Awesome Attractions. One of the features in that show, that TV show, which will, after it broadcasts, be archived at our YouTube channel, which you can reach by going to S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Click on Travel TV on the top of the navigation bar, just above where I'm standing in the by the red phone booth. And you'll be able to capture the archived commercial-free show to watch. You'll see one of the in the first segment, the Revere Beach Sand Sculpting Competition in Revere Beach, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston just outside of, well, you can watch the planes going overhead because it's, you can see Logan Airport from there. And if you saw the movie about Wally Bulger called Black Mass, I think it was called. Is that what it was called? Black Mass? Something like that. That he lived in Revere. And if you go through the town of Revere to the beach, where you can't go anymore, you go into the Atlantic. That's where they have this sand sculpting thing. We are using footage that we took in 2014, which was when the one and only time I went to this amazing attraction. And we're walking along the beach, and if you go like Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, it takes days for the artists to create these sand sculptures. And then on Saturday, they do a judging contest and they award prizes. And the people come from all over the world, the sculptors, the sand sculptors. It's like something like you've never seen before. And unless you go yearly, you will never see again. Remarkable. So we're walking along and there's a guy doing his thing. And I look at the piece that he's this artistic, amazing sculpture that he's creating. And I said to my husband, you know, it looks like he was inspired by the Mexican artist Sergio Bustamante. Now, I have a very big sculpture in my living room that is a Bustamante that I went to Mexico to buy and bring home because I saved about a third of what it would have cost in the U.S., even with the airfare and everything else. And it's the one I have is called the Flying Fish Boy. It's a gorgeous piece. But I looked at this piece, and it was reminiscent of this Mexican artist, Sergio Bustamante. And then I looked at the sign. That, next to every one of the artists, there's a big sign with their name and the country they come from. Don't you know this guy came from Acapulco, which is where the first Bustamante store was opened, is in Acapulco. But he was from someplace closer, somewhere in and near Guadalajara. Remarkable. You could see the artistry and the skill. And it just came to mind during the commercial break that, you know, my comment about the creativity, the ingenuity of Mexican people, it's incredible. So in any event, I have on the line with me Alessandra Perez, and we're talking about her B&B, La Palomilla, and you have a link at sabrams.com in the show notes to their website, La Palomilla, bnb.com, and you'll find it all spelled there. It's spelled like Villa, or like Villa, but with an M, and just put P-A-L-O or La P-A-L-O, Mia, bnb.com. So talk to me, Alessandro, about what makes your place special, unique. walk us through the public areas where you might have a lounge, a living room, where people have the breakfast that goes with the bed, and what the rooms themselves are like.
Well, the first thing you see when you come to La Palomilla is that it's in a small street where it's only like pedestrian access. So that's like the first thing that hits you, know that it's a cozy barrio, cozy neighborhood. And as soon as you walk to La Palomilla, you'll see on your right-hand side an Árbol de la Vida, which is a tree of life. And everything you see from the floor to the sheets is made by local artisans, by Mexican handcrafts. And we're so proud of this because, you know, we support local businesses and everything. Like, we have the breakfast in the morning for you all. And we have from chilaquiles and chiladas, molletes, you know, all of the goodies and all of the works. It's all organic and it's all from the local markets. We bring it to you guys. And we also have organic coffee. You know, like everything, even the plates are made in Mexico. And we also, we like to repurpose the furniture because we are also green. So we don't have AC, but in Mexico, that's a good thing because you don't really need AC. It's a very template climate, so you don't need AC or a heater. It's very comfortable. And there are lots of common areas, like upstairs in the terrace, you can have a mezcal and you can live the neighborhood. And each of the rooms are named after my palomilla, which means group of friends. So, like, for example, we have the Vivi room, which is luchadores, or we have the Luni room, which is of Frida Kahlo and of Mexican paintings. We also have the Tolu room, which is of Milagritos and of Zen and yoga. And we also have, like, the Ellie's room, which is of Mexican toys. So you'll see lots of color, lots of flavor, lots of music in each of these particular spaces. And also, I think, like, the staff is the most amazing staff ever. You know, they're awesome cooks, they're awesome people, and we really make you feel like part of our palomilla, part of our family. And the experiences that we offer to you are just something unique, something that you haven't lived. It's not like just we'll take you to the pyramids. It's how we'll take you to the pyramids and what experience you'll have afterwards. You know, that you are really staying at your home and that you feel you're really taken care of.
How long do you own this place?
Well, we just opened this March, so it's brand new.
And what was the building before?
It was a building built in 1920s. It was a house, an old house, and we made it look like it looked like back in the 1920s. Like, we put in the herreria, which is the, you know, like the steel. Everything is handmade and like it was in the 1920s. So we're very proud to bring it back to the roots.
Wow. You know, I know that there probably were some of my listeners shuddering at the idea that you don't have air conditioning. And I have to tell you, my house is not air conditioned because where I live, we are 1,100 feet above sea level. Uh-huh. And Mexico City is, what, three times that or something?
Yeah. You never need AC. You're fine.
Well, yeah. And what's remarkable is that the temperature at night where I live is generally 20 to 30 degrees lower than it is in the daytime. So it could be 90 degrees in the daytime, be 60 degrees at night. It's generally somewhere between 50 something and maybe 68 or at the most 70 degrees at night is already warm.
Yes, correct. So yeah, here it's usually around 72, 73 degrees, so it's very comfortable. You just need a light sweater and you're fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're usually running around closing windows and throwing blankets on beds because, you know, when people come to visit us and they learn we don't have air conditioning, they panic. You know, and it's like, well, what are we going to do if we get uncomfortable? And my answer is, we'll give you a sweatshirt and we'll give you a blanket. You know,
correct.
You're not going to get uncomfortable because you're too warm. That's not going to happen. So, what possessed you to buy this building and renovate and decorate and do all this?
Well, I have been working for 15 years in marketing. I worked in marketing for entertainment like A&E and the History Channel and Netflix and Televisa. And after all of these amazing experiences, I just wanted kind of like to be able to serve the people I love, you know, which I love somebody that comes to visit Mexico and that is open to new experiences and is open to a new adventure. And I wanted also to be more in touch with people, you know, like you know, back to basics and just, you know, have a friendly face and a friendly person welcome you to a country that is foreign to you. So I just wanted to kind of think about my future and think of how to give back to my country as well.
We'll take a quick break. Don't leave me. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub: they require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I was just talking in the commercial break with our guest, Alessandro Perez, who owns La Palomia, a B&B in Mexico City. That just sounds charming and in the best place location-wise. And I'm going to have to go visit. I don't know if it's going to happen this year. Maybe. You just never know, because I am a very spur-of-the-moment, let's-do-it person. But it sounds to me, given that I just learned, and I've not been paying attention much to Mexico for a good number of years now. And for years, it was 10 pesos to the dollar. And I remember when it went from 3 pesos to the dollar, it's probably in the early 90s. It was 3 pesos to the dollar, and then boom, it was 10 pesos to the dollar. So something that cost you, you know, whatever it was, it costs you nothing a year later. And now 20 pesos to the dollar. The trick is, has there been inflation so that it's, you know, 60 pesos for, or maybe 600 pesos for whatever it is you want to buy that, you know, would be half of that at home? But I'm finding out no. So let's talk about going to a five-star restaurant with a dinner, you know, elegantly served, elegantly prepared, with wine and whatever. And you were saying for two people, how much could you expect to spend for that in Mexico City?
Well, per person, it would be around $30, $35 tops, and that would be like a five-star restaurant. And yeah, for two people, it would probably be around $70, which that would be an expensive restaurant here in Mexico, you know, like the most expensive, but it would be, it's comparable to, a really good restaurant in New York, you know? So like we have right now lots of foodie tourism because, the Maximo Bistro and the Pujol and the Jusette and Rosetta and all of these restaurants are, really close to La Palomilla. You can practically walk to almost all of them. And people come and just, like, enjoy food for 4 days, you know, which is it's a great experience just to come for the food here in Mexico.
Well, Mexico was always a bargain, but this is really something. There used to be a place in the Zona Rosa called Harry's Bar. Had nothing to do with Harry Cipriani. It was kind of like a, you know, stealing the name more or less. But do you know that place? Is it still there?
No more. I don't know Harry's Bar, but I'll check it out.
The best chicken. I mean, who can get excited about chicken? The best chicken I ever had. They prepared it in the restaurant on an open grill. And the seasonings on it. Oh, my word. I'm salivating just remembering and thinking about it. But Mexican food is fabulous, really fabulous. I wanted you to share with us, you've got a kind of special cantina going, so we've got about a minute and a half. We can talk about that. What is this cantina package?
Okay, so we've chosen the most representative and historic cantinas in Mexico City, and we've kind of mapped it out so that guests can drink their way from one to another.
So it's like pub crawling.
Yeah, exactly. And the cantinas are like traditional bars. They're with walking distance, and this specific tour is in the centro in Mexico City. And we visit four cantinas. We have dinner in the last one. And at each cantina, the guests can have one or two drinks, whatever you guys like. And you kind of get to really experience the atmosphere. And one of the cool things is that one of these cantinas dates from 1876.
Oh, wow.
It was frequented by Porfirio Diaz, which was the president in the 1800s. And here you can see a bullet in the ceiling because Pancho Villa fired his gun here. And this is the Cantina La Opera, which is very interesting. So You can just imagine the history of these places and, you know, like the different drinks. And it's still very local and still very traditional. So you'll have a real experience of Mexico.
You've put this together with what, a two-night stay from June through August?
Yes, we put it together with a two-night stay from June to August. The package is around $400. And that includes everything. It includes the full breakfast, your homemade organic breakfast, your stay, the walking tour, the drinks.
Okay, now is that per room or per person in the room?
No, that's the whole package. That's for two people.
So for two people, two nights, including breakfast and this cantina stroll.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. All right, people, go to my website, sabrams.com, and you can click through and get all the details. And if you want to go live like the king and spend beer money, this is it. Or maybe it's sangria money. This is, I mean, with the peso at 20 pesos to the dollar, it's huge. I got to think about getting to visit with you. Stay with me, everybody. Thank you so much, Alessandro, for being with us. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news. We're flying high.
For a flying honeymoon, they say, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.